One of the inexorable consequences of global climate change is rising sea levels around the world, as water from snowpacks and ice caps expands the volume of our oceans. This is not something that affects only low-lying Pacific islands, although they may be the first immediately threatened by it. It will also have profound effects on the greater San Francisco Bay Area. Claire Schoen, a Berkeley-based independent media producer, has taken a closer look at these impacts in a three-part radio documentary called Rise: Climate Change and Coastal Communities.
We need to not only mitigate, slow down climate change, but we need to adapt to the impacts that we can no longer halt. And that's what this radio series is looking at. How are we going to adapt to the impacts of sea level rise and extreme weather that are causing more and more flooding and will cause more and more flooding that we are no longer able to halt?
It's a question highly pertinent to the Bay Area, Schoen says, because so much of today's shoreline is land that was reclaimed from the water by development.
40% of the bay has been filled in over the last 150 years, and all of that fill has created new real estate, which is at today's sea level. It's not going to be at future sea level. And some people are saying every high tide this land is going to flood. And what we're talking about is Silicon Valley and our airports and the financial district, all of which has been infilled and is sitting at sea level.
Sea level is an average, not a maximum, Schoen adds, and the increasing number of extreme weather events, such as intense storms, floods, and tidal surges, only exacerbates the situation.
It's not just the rising level of the overall sea that's a problem, although that's a big problem, but it's that in conjunction with the fact that we're going to have bigger storms, higher tides, higher waves, pushing all that water onto the shore.
Schoen says she tackled this project in part to spur action in response to the sea level rise issue, as further delay will prove even more costly.
There's a trade-off. If we don't act now, it's going to be a lot more expensive later. For every dollar spent now, we're going to save $4 to $5 down the road. And people say, well, we can't spend that money now. And besides, I don't see any sea level rise. Do you see any sea level rise? You know, what's the problem here? But if we don't deal with this now, the expense and the pain and the suffering, human cost as well as the financial cost to people's lives and livelihoods from these impacts will be enormous, and we have to start acting.
In spite of her cautionary work, Schoen admits she is still deeply worried about how acute the problem from rising sea level will become, both around the bay and around the world.
I think there is still time to act, and I'm very worried that people aren't taking action and that, in fact, this country is going backwards. The rest of the Western educated world understands climate change, and the statistics for Americans are getting worse and worse. The debate on this issue is long over in the scientific community, and it needs to be in this country. And if we don't make that turnaround pretty quick, then yes, I'm very pessimistic about the fate for my children and yours.
We'll have more about rising waters in San Francisco Bay from another perspective on tomorrow's report. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.